Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. It's the Friend Zone. We're going to have a good time. It's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friend Zone. My name is Tim. His name is Guy. And we're separated because we're in lockdown for a little bit, and hopefully we'll be out of it soon. But it's made me think a lot about our friends all around the world, Guy, and how a lot of people have been locked down essentially this whole time.
That's right. We are in a different part of the world. We're in a fortunate part of the world. And we think of all of our friends on the good days and the bad days, because, Tim, that's what friends are for. Who sang that? Bette Midler?
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those songs a lot of people have done a version of. Got no idea who did the OG.
Dionne Warwick.
There you go.
Damn it.
A recent departee of Twitter.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah.
She was killing it on Twitter, I thought.
She came in, I think, for about 6 months and then was like, all right, bye, everyone.
What an iconic cameo.
Guy, how are you doing? How's your lockdown treating you?
I'm by myself, and you know, I'm okay. I'm with a cat.
You're with Fig?
Yeah, I'm with Fig. And Fig traditionally eats, I go to this place called Raw Essentials and buy him these blocks of meat. I de-thaw them. He gets one for breakfast, one for dinner. I'm Fig's sort of custodian. Even when the house is full, Fig and I got a good thing going. But we've run out of meat, and I'm feeding him. Like, they're nice bickies, but they're just the bickies. And every day, Fig says, it's meal time. And I say, damn it, Fig, I'm so sorry, man. You're still on bickies. And Fig's like, it's okay. I get it, but I wish I was eating meat. So it's a great reminder, Tim. After this, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to get Fig some of the cat food he deserves.
Do you think he deserves it?
Fig does hang out with a bad crowd, but I don't think making his home life any more challenging than it is going to change that. I don't like Fig's friends, and I've said as much to Fig. And when Fig's friends come over here, I say, yeah, like that, because I don't want Fig hanging out with them. He hangs out with a rough crowd. You hear them scrapping and yapping, and he actually slipped his collar a couple of days ago, and he's without collar presently. But
now, when his friends come around and you hear them off the property, do they respond to that?
Yeah,
do they scram?
They run. They run. They scram, and there's a look in their eye that's, they know that I don't like these guys. But there's a bond that transcends human and animal. There's personality inside all of these cats, and they sort of, I think they understand what I'm saying when I say hya. Because Fig's a soft and affectionate guy.
And cats are very perceptive. They may not care about how you're feeling, but they do understand how you're feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
They do know. I've got a message here from one of our friends. It was sent in late November last year.
Great time to be
this
writing.
This is from Nicholas. It says, howdy, you two very brave boys. Just wanted to drop you a line to tell you that I'm having a ripping good time listening to the most recent season of The Potty. The openness and positivity of your relationship is super inspiring and just an amazing thing to listen to. I also wanted to share these pictures of some Emmanuel vinyls I saw in a local record shop here in Melbourne. I was listening to the podcast when I found these, and it just made me really appreciate how trippy our little universe works. I'm pretty sure no one will be picking up these softcore porn soundtracks anytime soon, so if you want one of them, let me know. There is a few English versions and a Japanese version. Thanks for the hours of great content. Say my name, you handsome cunts. Nick Whoa. Patton.
Nick?
He sent the... Yeah.
No, I was just repeating. I wasn't saying.
You're just saying the name Nick. That's Patton. Cool. These... It's so disruptive. I really wish you'd follow it up with something if you're going to say his name.
Okay, sorry.
What have you got to say to Nick?
Hi. I'd love to.
The photos aren't loading.
I'd love the Japanese one, please.
Yeah, I really want that too, actually. I'll fight you for that.
Or we could share. Both work. Thank you so much.
No, that won't be happening.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nick, for creating something to fight over in mine and Tim's friendship.
I really want to see a photo of these vinyls. I actually think I'd really enjoy some porn vinyl. Maybe I'll... look on Amazon or something, see if I can source some copies. The thing with vinyl, it's quite expensive to ship around the place. I really think it's holding it back, you know?
I mean, I feel like it's having a big renaissance. You know, cassettes are kind of in?
Yeah.
People are putting out music exclusively on cassette?
Yeah, I haven't seen... I haven't owned a device that plays a cassette in a good while, but I should get a tape deck again, eh?
Yeah, dog.
Cassettes are cool, man. I really like them.
I like them too.
You're telling me that you've recorded music on this tiny magnetic strip? What the fuck?
I mean, to be fair, that's how I feel about every means of consuming music. Like, yeah, I can't even think about Spotify or Bluetooth. The fucking file doesn't even exist. How the fuck did they get all those instruments inside of an app? Anyway, dearest...
Your recent frustration with the complex world around you sort of equally tickles me and concerns me, because you bring it up quite a lot at the moment, and I feel like you're really struggling with it.
Well, I don't know. Tim, I don't know how any of it goes.
Do some Googling, look some stuff, just the stuff that comes to mind, look it up. You don't have to know everything. No one knows anything, really. We live in such an insanely complex world, but if there's something that comes to mind, just give it a Google.
But then I look it up, I start reading, and the explanation is so boring, and then I'm like, well, I just trust it's there. But then it bothers me still. Dearest Tim Timony, Tim Timony, Tim Timory, and let's guy. There's no way I did that justice. Just wasted to drop you a line and say hi and share the love. I guess that's wanted. But the S and the N are miles away from each other on a keyboard. To say hi and share the love from Southampton, England. I've been a Patreon pal for just over a year now and absolutely loving it. Keep up the fantastic work. Sadly, sad to say that I've fallen behind on the potty recently and only just catching up with the early December eps. However... so excited and plan to wake up at 2 a.m. This is something that's already been. On the 19th of February for what is surely to be a momentous recording of the Sex in the City of Sex in the City 4 and Just Like That pilot. I'm drunk after a virtual pub night with my own pals. Sorry. Anyways, love you both. Nothing else to say other than that. Stay safe. Say my name, you absolute motherfuckers. Aaron, spelt the correct way. And then a kiss. And then now, an update, which was sent, oh wow, the initial message was sent on the 31st of Jan, and this update is like a month later. A slightly more sober version for you lovely boys. I am now up to date with all the pods and thought I'd inform you of a particular quirk in my listening. I have never Heard season one. I started listening when season two came out, and as such, I've picked up on a few of the references from season one sprinkled into the subsequent seasons. Paddy Schwartz, Party Time, It All. I always planned to go back to season one when you guys stopped putting out content, but you guys just keep going headfirst into madness, and I love you ever more for it. I didn't watch the live stream, by the way, as I had to work the next day, and 3 a.m. in the morning was just too much. I'll catch up now and also chuck you some money. Chuck some money your way for the theater and your big bad selves. This time, don't say my name. Blank. P.S.
Oh.
Please see photo of when I met you guys in London after the live show. The sign print takes pride of place in my lounge. And here's a photo. Wow. We were living in a different fucking time. This is really hitting me with the nostalgia. It's a photo of Person X holding up the beautiful Nightmare poster featuring Distorted, Zach Zaccoli, Lenny Fader, and SJP. And he's flanked on either side by you and I. And we were in London, Tim. We did a show at the London Podcast Festival 2019.
Sounds right.
And it was amazing. It was one of the great nights of my life. It was a great time.
That whole thing rocked. Can I say that?
Yeah.
That theater was amazing. The podcast festival was awesome. The London Podcast Festival. It was just, from way to go, a really good time. And thank you so much, Blank, for coming. And I have an additional question. Can I take a run at the correct spelling of Aaron, pursuant to the last communique from this listener? Is it double A-R-O-N?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, you got it.
Turns out that's the wrong way to spell it, my man.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They say this? Two wrongs don't make a right.
This is from a very interesting. Oh, no, we're good. Okay. This was sent to us and to Mabim Bam, but I thought it was from Mabim Bam, but it confused me. At any rate, the message goes like this. It was sent on the 28th of November, which is probably why, because that would have been right around American Thanksgiving, which, as we all know, is the annual season of Blart. Mm-hmm. So, here's the message. Hello, the following is some ideas for sequels to Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. I like this guy because it suggests that our role is to make Paul Blart Mall Cop 3.
Yes.
It is our responsibility. Paul Blart Mall Cop 3, How It All Blarted. Paul Blart gets a mall cop job in Los Angeles while Maya is a student at UCLA. Lane, who is dating Maya and has also moved to LA, is hired to be a mall cop at the same small mall, and Paul tries to teach him the ropes. Most of the movie is shown through Lane's perspective, learning the ins and outs of being a mall cop. Most of the advice Paul gives Lane isn't helpful, and a lot of it honestly is embarrassing up until the mall gets heisted, like in the other movies, and Lane has to use the things Paul taught him to save both the mall and Paul. In the end, so the Maul and Paul thing's so funny.
I know.
You've seen all the memes online of like Maul, Paul, Paul, Maul, Maul.
Yeah, I haven't really, but it was almost, I mean, I know I must have heard it before, but just then when Maul and Paul were put next to each other, I was like, oh, I see how this franchise exists. Like, it's the most transparent way to come up with a movie concept.
Sort of, but it's like, it's not directly a rhyme in the way that they've used it in the title. It's more like a poetic use of language.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like,
it's because,
it's not like Paul and the Maul. It's more complicated. It's Paul Blart Mall Cop. So it's sort of hidden in there.
I feel like,
obfuscation.
Yeah, I feel like they found it on Rhyme Zone and then they're like, ah, people are going to see our process. We've got to cover our tracks.
Okay. In the end, Maya tells Lane that while she loves both Lane and her father, if Lane grows a moustache like Paul, she will dump him. Okay. That's that one. Paul Blart Mall Cop through. Clean eyes, full blights. Paul gets Plawl. That's a funny name. Yeah, add another L after the P. Plawl gets a security job at a high school and helps with their winless. Down on their like football team. He is bad at being an assistant coach and falls down a lot. Lots of opportunities to see Plawl, I've just added it now, take hits from the tacklers and sports equipment. When the school is, for some reason, heisted. Paul leads some of the football players in stopping the heist and saving the day. I can see that one, you know? Like, I can see it in my mind's eye.
That's it. They've married that with the iconic TV series Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Yeah,
featuring,
I got that. I got that from the title, from
early,
I think.
The guy from Early Edition. One of the great TV shows
and
of my youth.
I think, was he the same guy from Sliders? Is that Jared, the fuck is his name? Was he also in Stand By Me?
You know, if you look up Sliders, all you get are pictures of tiny burgers. I'm just looking him up
God
now.
Damn bougie food people. I'm going to read another one.
Are you thinking
that.
Of Jerry
also,
O'Connell?
Also, can I just say, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Nah, the guy, the Early Edition guy, and also that guy's called Kyle Chandler. Fuck, that's an American name.
I think that, what's his name? Jake Paul should be in that one, in the high school football
yeah,
team one.
Yeah.
Paul Blart and Jake Paul in Paul Blart Mall Cop 3, Clean Eyes, Full Blart. There's more of these, so I should really keep going. Paul Blart Mall Cop 3, the Blart of the Cards. There is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament at the mall. In this one, instead of being half Kevin James comedy and half Ocean's 11, it's half Kevin James comedy and half live-action anime movie. Paul Blart has to team up with the good guy Yu-Gi-Oh! Player to defeat the evil Yu-Gi-Oh! Player, who has also kidnapped a bunch of people, which is something that actually happened in the anime, I think. Not the Paul Blart part, the guy kidnapping people in order to win a card game for children part. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. AMCAB. Paul Blart is a bastard. Paul Blart Mall Cop 3. How do you say this word? Blarch Rivals. I get it. Like arch rivals. Paul gets a mall cop job in Los Angeles while Maya is a student at UCLA. Lane, who is dating Maya and has also moved to LA, is hired to be a mall cop at the mall that is the rival to Paul's mall. Paul becomes jealous of Lane in that Maya is spending more time with Lane and less time with Paul. In order to mend the potential rift between her boyfriend and dad, Maya invites Paul to get dinner at Lane's mall. While there, Paul also realizes that Lane's mall is better than his mall. Then there is a mall heist. Paul tells Lane that even though they are feuding, they need to team up so they can stop this mall heist. Lane was and is completely unaware of any feud and admits that Paul is the reason he became a mall cop. Although devastated to learn that his girlfriend's dad and inspiration for him becoming a mall cop hates him, Lane and Paul team up to stop the heist. In the end, Maya tells Lane that while she loves both Lane and her father, if Lane grows a moustache like Paul, she will dump him.
I feel sick. I can't hear the words Paul, Maul, or Lane any longer. Are there more?
Well, you're shit out of luck because there's about six more.
Fuck!
Paul Blart Mall Cop 3 broke into the old ablatement. Paul Blart teams up with Canadian rock band Bare Naked Ladies to do something.
These? Who wrote these? Was this Kevin James? They are so good.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 3, Life Imitates Blart.
No.
Paul gets a mall cop job in LA.
No.
While Maya is a student at UCLA. It really is starting to feel like an AI is writing these down. A Hollywood.
They've all got the same words but different cooking methods. It's like you're making me the same dinner with a different name. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
All right, hear this one out. A Hollywood TV company tells Paul that they want to make a reality TV show out of his life as a mall cop.
No.
He agrees, and the first
No, more.
The first half of the
There's more.
He agrees, and the first half of the movie is like a Kevin James parody of cops. Then it is revealed that the reality TV show was fake and they were just criminals trying to get info on the mall security in order to heist it.
These are all such good premises.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 3. I don't know how to say this. Blair's Gracia Blattis. Paul Blart Malls to LA.
It's not what that says. Is that what it actually says?
No. I read the word moves as malls.
You're an atrophy.
Oh, God. Paul Blart moves to Los Angeles to be near Maya as she attends UCLA. Paul Blart gets a security job at MGM Studios. He is tricked a number of times into thinking that there is an emergency at the studios, only for it to be revealed every time that the emergency is not real and part of the practical effects of making big budget films. Eventually, the studios are heisted for real, and Paul uses the practical effects he learned about earlier in a way to stop the heisters with movie magic. Guy, I think there's two more. Here's the second to last
one. You can do it.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 3, World's a Blart. Paul Blart is a mall cop in LA. Having moved there because of Maya being a student at UCLA, he falls in love with Lady. What? Oh my gosh. But it turns out that the lady is part of an organization of criminals. They love each other, but one is duty bound to security while the other is dedicated to security. Can love survive two people that are worlds ablart? Paul Blart Mall Cop 3. Blood of Darkness. At first, I thought that this could be a parody of Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, but after reading the plot synopsis on Wikipedia, I've decided that it would be wildly inappropriate for Kevin James comedy. Instead, Paul moves to LA with Maya and gets a job as a mall cop at a brand new mall. The mall is owned by a friendly millionaire. Everyone likes the millionaire. One night, Paul is at the mall after closing and learns that someone at the mall is the leader of a large criminal organization. He doesn't find out who it is specifically, but he learns only that he is called the Shadow Man. Paul tries a number of plans to out the Shadow Man at the mall, and none of them work. And each time, he is more embarrassed and loses more credibility as a mall cop. The millionaire promises to not fire Paul so long as Paul stops looking for the Shadow Man. We then find out that the millionaire is the Shadow Man and has been trying to humiliate and discredit Paul because Paul ruined the heists he was the puppet master for in the previous two films. Paul doesn't give up and uncovers the plot of the Shadow Man and saves the day somehow. Fuck. If there's any way to postpone the sending of an email so it gets to you at a more irrelevant time, i.e. closer to America Thanksgiving, when you might have done, you might have half a care about any of this. I don't know how to do that. Sorry. Thank you for your time and your great podcasts. That's from Chris A. Rock.
Chris Rock?
Yeah, and I assume that they've got the middle initial there because they're like a, you know, they're part of the Writers Guild in of America.
Fuck, Chris A. Rock, I got to say, that was honestly inspiring, not just as a thought exercise in what you did, but like an advertisement for what is possible if you apply yourself. I mean, it's a shame you did it in such a worthless and ancillary part to your, I'm assuming, actual life, but I genuinely felt like I was trapped inside of like a brilliant but misused mind just then. And the analogy I used it when I was in hysteria, but I keep thinking of is like every time you'd have the same beats come up. There's always the mall, there's always the pool, there's always a criminal organization, and Maya and Lane are sort of drifting around the fringes somehow. But all of them are totally like the story beats were hashed out effectively enough that I could visualize all of them as films. That was amazing.
I can't talk anymore.
Yeah, fair
enough. Well done, Chris. The rest of the friend zone is guys.
All right. Well, I'm on the Twitter here, and there's some old gold that I didn't even know about on the Twioat Pod at TWIOAT Pod. So I'm just going to get into a few of these quickly. This one reads from the 3rd of December 2020. Hey boys, I'm reaching out on behalf of my amazing husband, Andrew, who loves you guys. I do too, but it's a whole different level for him. He loves the new Killionaire Pod, by the way, which is available on Patreon for those of you listening. I was wondering if you ever do audio clips or something to people. Oh, I'd say like Cameo, but I know how you feel about that service. I'd love to get him a special shout out for Christmas.
Rats.
We're about to have our first little one while in quarantine.
And guys, this friend zone material? I don't know if this was intended to be read out on the friend zone.
I don't know if it is either. I actually feel like also we did this.
I feel like we might have done that one, yeah. I feel like perhaps that person got in touch through a different channel.
Yeah, well,
can you just be careful screening those DMs? Because I think that's a different platform and may not be FZ approps.
Nah, they traditionally have been. This one reads, hey, Tim the Tasmanian Tiger and Guy Smiley, I just wanted to say thank you for helping me get through all this. I started listening at the beginning of US quarantine and I've just caught up. Unfortunately, I've had to make many cross-country trips during the pandemic for work and to move from east to west coast and back, and you frosty fellas have kept me company the whole way. A couple of my trips sent me through Raleigh, North Carolina. Anyways, just wanted to say I love you guys, and I'll definitely get on that Patreon ASAP. Lots of love, Mason Cox. P.S. You might also want to know, I mostly listen to the podcast while welding in the bathtub I work at. Also, the worst idea of all time made my top 5 Spotify podcasts this year.
That's so lovely, and I'm so confused by the work situation. You weld exclusively inside a bathtub?
Don't we all?
That's awesome. Sounds like a nursery rhyme. Mm-hmm. There was an old man who welded in a tub.
He liked to weld in the tub.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, I'm cross platform. I'm reading all sorts of whoa.
I guess this is why we do the baton tossing on the friend zone, isn't it?
Traditionally.
I've let the side down by being exhausted and tired out by Chris A. Rock's fantastic work.
That was crazy. Anyway, I'm going to start reading another one we've got here. This one's from Jellicle Josh, and it came through on December 10th, 2020.
Do you want to watch Cats?
2020.
I want to watch Cats with you.
No, Tim.
I might watch, or maybe I'll just watch it by myself.
I would respect that. There is a time and a place I feel like watching Cats, but it's not when we're apart. Hey, boys! Last weekend, I attended Hollywood Avondale's 24-hour movie marathon and thought it's something you and your listeners should know about. The story goes that the owner of the cinema chooses the best, weirdest, and most obscure movies from his vast collection of physical film prints, which he stores in warehouses all over the world. Fancy cars! the woman and the caviar. You know who we are. We got film all over the world. That's ludicrous, baby. Every year, patrons come and choose to sit in one of the slightly uncomfortable cinema seats. I recommend bringing a pillow. Or pay a little extra to bring your own beanbag for 24 hours of hidden gems, dreck that may never be seen again, and the odd premiere of something new and wonderful. Between movies, they sometimes show beautifully faded commercials, music videos, and cinema bumpers just to keep things interesting. There are breaks for dinner and brekkie and occasional intermissions to stretch your legs. Grab a coffee and talk about the bizarre communal experience we're sharing. The rules are that you aren't supposed to share any of the films that you saw to keep the experience exclusive and possibly to avoid any legal snafus by screening these prints. So, while I can't share any specific titles, me and my back row buddies have never stopped trading awful lines like, I'm going to whip you like a stepchild. Or, do you mean we have a Dracula running around? I'm not involved with the marathon in any capacity other than a return customer, but if anyone wants a concentrated dose of the worst idea of all time experience, this is a great option and helps keep one of Auckland's best repertory cinemas up and running. Say my name like you mean it. Josh.
Josh is 100% correct. The Hollywood Avondale is a place that has an incredibly special part in both Guy and my hearts. And it hasn't been around for that long in its current form. I think it was, I can't remember his name, but it's Ant Timpson's brother, I think, who runs it.
It's an incredibly beautiful cinema. I've had some fantastic cinema going experiences. It's where I first saw the movie Heat. They played like 90s action films for a month towards the end of last year. And Michael Mann's Heat, that's the film where Al Pacino and Robert De Niro act against one another.
If you're ever in Auckland, you honestly should get, even if you're like here on a trip, if you're here for more than a day, maybe go to the Hollywood Avondale because it absolutely rocks. And it's one of the only cinemas with a 35mm projector in the country now.
I'll tell you something else I'm actually doing at the Hollywood Avondale not so far from now.
Go on.
I'm going to see a music event there. I'm going to watch the great Marlon Williams play music at the Hollywood Avondale.
God, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
That'll be so nice. It'll
be so good.
Should we start doing ads for the Hollywood Avondale just through the podcast?
Do they know about it?
They don't need to, I don't think.
Then never.
Oh. Why?
As in, I mean we should, and they should never find out about it, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sweet.
I didn't do a good job.
It's all right. We've been going for a little while now. I cannot describe how hot I am here in the studio.
Well, hey, why don't we say thanks to all of our friends and get you some fresh air?
Well, why don't we?
All right. Well, thanks to all of our friends. And Tim's just going to step outside for some fresh air. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Oh, if you want to see the pilot script table read, it's free for all at worstideaofalltime.com.
I hope you all enjoy some fresh air like Tim.
Well, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, it's the friend zone. We're gonna have a good time. It's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend zone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.